It's that time again!
You've now entered the No Sales Zone.
No Sales Zone.
With Chris Fratz,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Are you ready?
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome
CF,
the plumbing sales coach.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to the show tonight. It is Tuesday night, and we're doing what we're always doing, and that is we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk about service. We're going to talk about some giveaways. We're also going to talk about a time I was in a high-speed chase. No joke. It's a real story. I'm going to talk about that, what we can learn about that, and how communication can be key sometimes, and how things can get out of hand real quick. My man, Brandon Graham in the house. Good to see you, brother. He says, freshness. And Robert Avila, of course, says, what up, Cruz? Joseph Buka in the house says, okay, it's fresh time, baby. It is fresh time. Because tonight we're going to be talking about what we always talking about, service and all these things, but an experience that I went through one time that we can learn from. We're also going to be doing this giveaway that we've been doing. Tonight we need to get another entry into the drawing. We're going to get a couple entries into the drawing. If you notice, we're only doing shows a couple times a week now, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And next week, we are rolling out a whole bunch of stuff. You're going to see some ads start fluttering the Facebook pages. You're going to see a new brand rollout. You're going to see a lot of stuff. And I cannot wait. Our merchandise is coming. So much stuff is happening. And I want to share it with you guys. But more importantly, I want to share this story with you. Before we go too much further, just in case you're not getting the notifications, make sure you type subscribe into the comments. Type the word subscribe into the comments. And that'll get your messenger sent to you so you can get subscribed to the show and get alerts. Every time we go live, make sure you check your Facebook Messenger. Good to see you too, Eddie Van, in the house, a new member to the program. Good to see you as well, sir. Now you're in the training program. And for those that don't know, for those that are in the training program but you didn't hear, we have a new software launching on the 15th of July where technicians will be able to log in individually, do their training, daily doses of training, 5 to 15 minutes a day of training where they'll be taking quizzes and tests. They'll be getting certifications and badges and so much more. Can't wait for that. Joseph says, hats. Absolutely, brother. We got hats coming. April says, hi. Randall says, hi. Good to see all of you. Chris Copeland in the house. Patrick Leonard, P. Diddy Leonard in the house all the way from Alabama. Good to see all of you on the show tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about a time where I was literally in a high-speed chase. Communication was key, and it literally altered the course of the evening in a major way. It just really changed things real quick, real fast. And decisions were made based on some misunderstandings. And so we're going to talk about that tonight. Good to see. He says, I want a shirt, my man Pete. You're going to get one, brother. Don't worry about it. We got hoodies, shirts. Wait, maybe not hoodies yet. But we got shirts, coffee cups. We're giving away sports cars. I'm just joking. We're not giving away any sports cars. But we are going to talk about a time where I drove my car like a sports car. So that's tonight. My man Brandon's probably going, why wasn't I driving? If I was driving, we would have got away. Brandon, it's not what you think. All right, now we're also going to talk about one last thing before we get into this, and that is our giveaway. Remember, the comment of the night is how you get into that drawing. Last week, we had a winner. The week before that, we had a winner. Now we have two people into our monthly drawing for the $200 gift card. So basically, you have an opportunity to win $225, $25 in the first drawing, which will happen this week on Thursday. You get into that drawing tonight or on Thursday, and then the winner of that will get a $25 Visa gift card along with entry into the grand prize drawing, that monthly grand prize drawing. So trying to give away as much as I can to you guys. Christopher Bell says, Peach Plumbing and Drain in Atlanta. Where are you at? Where are you watching from? He says, oh, the old misunderstanding. Yeah, it was. It really was. Tanner in the house. Good to see you as well, brother. Jeremy Robinson in the house. Good to see all of you guys. Olivia says hello. Hey, Olivia, how you doing? Hope you're doing well. And honestly, you're going to enjoy this story too. I think you'll probably get a kick out of this. Chris Fresh, the man. What's up, my man? Tanner's the man. Tanner's in Aspen Mountain, Colorado. Look, this guy, I'm sorry, Aspen, he's with Aspen Mountain Plumbing. He's in Rock Springs, Wyoming. And he's got every reason in the world to not be able to perform as a technician. He's got every reason in the world to give those excuses. He's new, he's green. But quite honestly, he's better than a lot of people out there that I've met and seen in the field. And on top of that, he learned it quickly. And on top of that, he's in a small town. But yet, people are still people. And people are still buying. And people still love service. That will never change no matter where you're at. Jill, good to see you. Jill just won last week. Jill won some money, too. She won $50. And You know, good for Jill. The week before that, we had a $50 winner. Somehow those gift cards get amplified and doubled and tripled. It says fresh. Brandon, I got your messenger message. We'll touch base here. Good to see you on the show. Brandon's a previous either winner or he was in the drawing for the win. Yeah, he was a comment of the night winner. So he was in the drawing last week. Derek Underhouse is fresh in the house. Good to see you. I can think of three kids right now that always say that. Fresh in the house. Not my kids either. Someone else's. But it's funny. I love it. It's always, I love that. I love to get to know you guys. I love visiting your shops. I love doing all that kind of stuff. Although you know, you've been hearing I'm not doing the shop visits right now. And I may not be doing them anymore. So even though I love seeing you guys and all that, that's just not what we're doing. Jody in the house. Jody Enright with Skyboss and the Thin Brown Line. That's just an awesome person. I was going to say it's an awesome company. But it's just an awesome person. Good to see you on here as well. All right, so here we go. We're talking about this time where I was in a high-speed chase. Now, some of you are going to be like, all right, what's the twist? There's no twist. There's no twist. I was in a high-speed chase. And really, first of all, we're going to learn something from this. I want you to think about communication and how differently things could have gone if things had been explained a little bit differently or understood a little bit differently. Lives could have been different. But I want to just kind of focus in on that. I was going to say hocus. Hone in. I was going to say hone, and then I was going to say focus, and instead I said hocus. So I don't know. Anyways, all right, back to the story. So I'm leaving a friend's house late one night. It's about 10:30 here in Indianapolis 3 or 4 years ago, maybe five, maybe even seven. Time goes by so fast, I don't even know anymore. And I was leaving his house, and I pulled up to the stop. I was on the phone with my wife, and it was actually a time where I was trying to talk to someone about some serious stuff in their life, and I was just focused on that. It was really just focused on that. And I saw a car leave, but the way the car left, it just didn't look right. It turned right, but it looked like you went straight out into this, which would have been a cornfield. And I thought, well, that's odd. So I turned right, and my headlights hit him, and I realized he had made a right, but he didn't make the right quite enough. And so he was going into head on into oncoming traffic. And the speed limit on this road is 55. It's an old country road. And I can see headlights coming. I'm like, oh, man, this guy's going to hit someone. Just at the last second, he swerves. And I'm literally on the phone with my wife while this is happening. So I'm telling her, I'm like, April, oh, my gosh, this guy almost just killed everyone. Oh, no, and so he swerves off and hits a tree. Now, he doesn't hit the tree head on. He just bumps it. So now I'm like, man, and the phone's lit up and it's all light in his car. I'm like, is he on his phone? Is he texting? And my wife goes, hey, I think he's been drinking. Like, you need to call the police. And I'm like, I need to call the police. So I get off the phone with my wife, and I call the police. I call 911. I'm like, hey, my name's Chris Fresh, and I'm currently behind an office or this guy, and I think he's been drinking. He's intoxicated. Now, I was prior military, so I went into military talk. You know, like I'm using, you know, northbound, southbound. You know, I'm doing all the police radio scanner talk like any other police officer would. And I'm behind this guy, and I'm telling him, you know, I'm like, hey, this, that, and the other. And she goes, all right, I want you to follow him. We've got officers in pursuit. And she starts breaking it down to me, and I'm like, well, this is odd. This seems like more information than I should be getting as a civilian. But I go with it because I'm like, you know, that makes sense. So I just keep following the guy. I'm doing my thing. All of a sudden we get up to a light. She's like, okay, do you think the officers should come southbound or you think they should cut across? And I'm like, you know, I really don't know. Let me think it through for a second here. So I start thinking it through like, okay, well, honestly, this is what I would do. So I know the area. So I start telling her, well, have them do this, have them do that. And all of a sudden the guy looks like he's going to go straight. He's in the middle lane. There's some cars in the right lane. There's some cars in the left lane. And it was three lanes. One goes left, one goes straight, one goes right. He's in the middle lane. He's kind of aimed like he's going to go right. And then out of nowhere, he makes a left. Cuts through traffic, goes through like cars, through a median, up onto the highway, and he's gone. And I did not make the left. So I told the dispatch, like, hey, I wasn't able to make the left. And she's like, what do you mean you couldn't make the left? And I'm like, whoa. Like, I felt like I let her down. So I was like, man, I'm sorry I didn't make the left, but I couldn't make the left. It was a tight turn. There was traffic, and wasn't supposed to make the left. So I was like, you know what? I need to make this right. I need to fix this, right? So I get into the parking lot, and I'm going to turn around to go chase this dude down. Meanwhile, another car pulls in behind me, like four teenagers, and they're mad because I've been driving like a jerk. I don't realize I've been following this dude, driving just like him. So now they want to fight me, but I'm like, hey, guys, this ain't the time. I don't have time right now. I'm kind of in the middle of a pursuit. I got to go get this dude. And quite honestly, I probably wouldn't have wanted to fight him even if I wasn't in a pursuit. There was four of them, even if there was just one of them. So then I got back onto the highway, and I'm going. And by the way, she hung up with me. 911 hung up with me. She goes, well, call me if you catch back up to her. I'm like, dang, this is intense. Like, I thought they always kept you on the phone. And I felt like, you know, I feel like at this point, I'm doing more work than she is. I'm really doing more here in this scenario than the cops. Like, that's how I'm feeling at this moment. And I'm feeling not appreciated. I'm not feeling very appreciated, too. I'm gonna be honest. I'm a taxpayer, and I just felt like I wasn't being appreciated for what was going on right now. Like, should I get a break on my taxes, or should I get a credit? Or is it because I did their job? So I get back onto the road, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna find, and I catch up to them. So finally, one thing leads to another. I block traffic and all this other stuff, and literally block traffic. Cops come up, they get the, you know, they pull the guy, and he like a 2.4, I think, alcohol, blood level, like crazy, guy should be dead. Is that even possible? I don't think that's 2.4. He would be dead. That's not possible. Okay, is it 0.024 or 0.24? It was more than it was supposed to be. How about that? More than it was supposed to be. He says, send her a 1099. It was more than it was supposed to be. The guy was trashed. So I did what anybody else would do, and I pulled off into the gas station right next to where they pulled him over and kind of paid attention to what was going on. So I'm standing there, and I'm pumping my gas because I got to fill up at this point. I mean, I've been on high-speed pursuit for at least 15, 20 minutes, and we've covered 15, well, probably more like nine miles. So, you know, we've vast, you know, we're going from one end of the county. Okay, not really. But it felt like a long – and by the way, those 15 minutes felt like 50 minutes. Like, they felt like, you know, I was holding the steering wheel tighter. So I'm getting gas, and all of a sudden, you know, my phone's on Bluetooth. My whole car rings. Like, bring, bring. And then I'm like, hello? And it's like, 911 dispatch. And I'm like, oh, no. I start looking around like, hey, I'm not a snitch. I don't want anyone to think I'm a snitch. So I'm like trying to take it off Bluetooth so they can't hear me. They got the guy pulled over right across the street. I'm like, now he knows it was me. So I'm like, oh, no. So I'm like, you know, I get off, and I'm talking to her, and she's like, hey, can you tell me where the guy hit that tree? And I'm like, yeah, you got it. And I go right into like freak out mode, and all of a sudden I can't think. I can't get anything right. And I'm like, yeah, it was on the road. There was gravel, and then there was the tree. And then we're on the road that's paved over in the city. And she's like, okay, thank you. And I was like, no. And I hung up. And I was like, oh, I let her down. I let him down again. That's the second time I've been letting this lady down all night. And so I'm like, okay, I got it. And I'm like, you're better than this. So I called him back. That's what I do. I call back. She answers the phone. Straight up, Chris. Chris? And I'm like, dang, we're on a first name basis now. Me and 911. They got my caller ID. They answered the phone, Chris, now when I call. And I was like, it is Chris. That was kind of caught off guard by that for a second. So there was a moment there. But then I was like, hey, it's professional, snap out of it. And I was like, hey, look, I got to do my job here. So I told her, I said, hey, look, I remember where it was. And I told her exactly the roundabout and right, you know, about. And I'm like, it's 3 clicks to the south of the mailbox. I'm joking. I didn't say all that. But I was just like, it's right there. And they found it. And he's like, I got the officer on the other line. Hold on. They go back and forth. I found it. And we're going back and forth. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is crazy. So they found it, whatever. So, you know, we're done. And the cops leave and stuff. And at this point, I don't know if I'm supposed to clock out or how that exactly works. But I'm off duty. So I'm heading home, call my wife. And I'm like, hey, you know, like. And we've been talking back and forth all throughout the night. This, you know, this is intense, right? She's going live and stuff. This is back when live was brand new. There wasn't even live back then. It was Periscope, I think. And she was just going live, like updating people and stuff. I mean, we are more accurate than any other newsletter out there. So we're doing this thing. I'm headed home. I get home and I'm like, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever been in a high speed pursuit chase. And I'm sure you haven't. So I'll just tell you right now, you're kind of jacked up and ready to go. Like, I could have gone another 8 hours. I was ready to repipe a house. Like, I was ready. I was like, whoosh. Ready to go. Like, so I get home and I'm like, baby, you know, I'm like, I don't know if I can go to bed right now. So I'm like, well, here, I'm going to watch like an episode of Friends to try to chill out. And then my phone rings and it said, unknown number is what it said, I think. But I knew who it was. Like, I knew that look on the phone now because I had seen that 3 or 4 times that night. So I thought it was the 911 lady and I thought she was calling to apologize, but it wasn't her. It was the officer that arrested him. Don't let him take your bullet, Barney. What happened to the tree? Sorry, my son thinks you're cool. That's funny. Jail, tell your son I said, what's up? All right, so I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I'm like, you know, the cop's like, man, you really say some lies out there, bro. That guy really, he was like, he was going to smoke someone. That guy was so trash. And he's like 2.24. He's just telling me all this guy's like, yeah, man, this guy, I'm not even sure. And he's like breaking personal information down. I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to be telling me all this because I feel like I'm just a witness at this point, really. I mean, I know in the story I'm a hero and we'll get to that. That's great. And, you know, I don't want all the recognition. And I don't feel like a hero. I kind of feel like a hero. But it's not about that. But what, he just was sharing a lot more information than he should be with a witness. So he's breaking it all down to me. Finally, he goes, you know, what division are you in? And I'm like, huh, what division am I in? I'm like, I don't really know what subdivision. I'm not in a subdivision. So I was like, I'm not really in a subdivision. I'm out in the country. My house, like the way it's situated off the road, is not in a subdivision. And he was like, okay, you don't know your division? And I was like, man, I feel like I should know my subdivision or my division or whatever he's at. If cops are going to ask me this, I feel like I should know the answer to this, but I didn't. So then we go a little bit further and he goes, what department are you in? And I'm like, what department am I in? So I started looking around and I go, I'm in the kitchen, you know, because that's where I was and that's what I told him. And he goes, you're in the kitchen? And he goes, yeah. I go, yeah. And he goes, what do you mean you're in the kitchen? I said, well, I'm in my house. I'm in the kitchen. And he goes, no, what department? And I go, no, I don't. I'm not in a department. I don't have a department. And he goes, you don't know your division or your department? I go, he goes, how do you not know that? And I go, what do you got? I didn't know I had one. And finally he goes, isn't this Officer Rush? No, I'm not a cop. I said, this is actually what I said. I said, I'm not a cop. I'm a real person. That's what I said. My wife still thinks that's fine. I said, I'm not a cop. I'm a real person. Like, I don't know. What are you talking about? And little bit of miscommunication there. So now rewind. He goes, man, when you first called in, they thought you were, catch this, they thought I was the deputy sheriff of the neighboring county. They thought I was the deputy, the sheriff. Not like a sheriff, but the newly elected sheriff. And I was not the newly elected sheriff. I was not even really qualified to be anything near the word sheriff. And I ran that call like a pro. I didn't, because I let her down a few times apparently. But I mean, I was definitely above average. And we can learn a lot from that communication thing. Like, you know, sometimes making sure we're listening all the way, making sure we're clarifying. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm working the 911 dispatch board and my superior calls in, the newly elected sheriff, I'm probably going to just go, did you say Rush? One more time. Let's just... I'm sorry, did you say this is Mr.? Did you say this is Sheriff? Did you say this is Officer? Whatever the appropriate term is there. And I'm not going to be like, oh, I got the, this is the superior of all the superiors. Yeah, okay, let's just go with that. Here's what I need you to do. And then when I'm acting like, you know, should I have made that left? That should have been an indicator. And the fact that I couldn't make the left should have been an indicator. But nope, there was no paying attention at this point. We were in full stream. And I see this happen in homes all the time when it comes to sales. I see people not listening. They think that they know what the customer wants. They think they know what the customer is looking for. The customer doesn't even know what the customer wants. The customer doesn't even know what they need. And yet we take them as if we know exactly everything. And then we go on this journey and we start making decisions and navigating the whole call in a manner as if we understand what's going on and we really don't. And I just always, does the sheriff call 911, right? I'm like, wouldn't I have just used my walkie-talkie? Put it on channel 1B or whatever, you know, I don't know, 17A. I would have called Steve, you know, the guy on duty that I know. I would have called Larry. I would have, you know, I would have, what? What? Communication is key. Two-way street. It's got to be said and it's got to be heard. Listening is the key here. This is the message I really want to get home tonight, because when we're in the home, if we listen more, whoo, if we just listen more, and some people say, you mean, but I do listen. I hear everything. No, you're not listening all the way. You're not really actively listening. Look up active listening. It's more than just hearing the words coming out of their mouth. It's hearing the voice inflections. It's hearing the tones. You know, it's kind of like, I've had husbands and wives walk in and they say, I've had a husband go, you know, it doesn't really bother me, but my wife. Well, now I know that the wife is really bothered by the plumbing issue, and he's really bothered by the fact that the wife is bothered by the plumbing issue. Yep. Everyone needs to slow down and listen. Oh, man, what a worldly good advice right now. Detective Fresh at your service. I did track him back down, and we did black traffic. You know, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't really have a lot to rank that police pursuit against, but if I was going to, I'd say it probably ranks pretty high. I would say I handled it well. No one got hurt. We didn't have to pit anyone. I've just heard that on cops before. I don't know exactly what that means. I know it's like when you tap the back of the... Brandon probably knows. He gave us two ears and one mouth, and he's talking about our creator. That's 100% right. There's a reason for that, and it's true. It's funny we make that statement, but yet we never live by it. People just want to be heard, Jill says. They want to know we care and are invested in what's going on. Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times getting something off my chest just diffuses the situation altogether when I'm upset about something with a product or service. Stop your script. Stop waiting to provide a rebuttal. Absolutely. Brandon, more people, if they could just drop their guard and stop being so defensive and just hear what's happening, they can aim at the solution. I'm just as guilty as the next guy at doing that. But it's so important when you really consider the fact that it's just an absolute essential piece to not only selling, but relationship building. And like he says, being a human and caring. It's that simple. If we listen more to our employees, if we listen more to our customers, if we listen more to our bosses, if we listen more to our owners, if we listen more to our CSRs, everybody needs to listen more. Everyone needs to listen more. And really quick, I want to jump off this for just a second and make sure you guys understand that tonight we're looking for comment of the night. If you have the comment of the night, you then get entered into Thursday's drawing. So Tuesday and Thursday, we're going to take comments of the night. Boom. Two comments tonight, two comments on Thursday. Those four comments are now in the drawing on Thursday night for a Visa gift card. And the winner of that Visa gift card gets entered into the main drawing, which I think is not next week, but the week after, with all the previous winners. So there'll be four or five in there, and they have a chance to win a $200 Visa gift card. That's what I'm saying, just trying to give stuff away. We got all kinds of new stuff coming. More importantly, if you want to know about our training programs, if you want to know basically how to make your schedule look like, let's see if we can get that up there. Is it up there? We can get your schedule to look like this, where Monday you dominate, Tuesday you dominate, Wednesday you dominate. If you want to be that technician, we have new programs now for technicians. If you're just a technician and you want the training, we've got the price a lot more affordable for you. If you're a company and you want the training for your technicians, type dominate, D-O-M-I-N-A-T-E, dominate into the comments right now. And what'll happen is you'll get a message from Messenger, and then you'll get some information sent to you, along with, if you want a phone call, you can get a phone call, and we'll talk to you about all this stuff. Also, on top of all that, if you want the free ebook, just type ebook into the comments, and you can download that. I'm just giving, because I love, and we got even more coming after that. I promise we got some merchandise coming and some really cool stuff. I wish this week was just already next week. Even though I want to live this week and I love this week, I wish it was next week. Brandon says, if someone tells you what to say, or you can attempt that. You failed, I promise, and can prove it. You know, look, anytime you try to go through and repeat or memorize a script or memorize an objection that you can overcome with some sort of rebuttal, it only is this. It's surface. It won't last. You won't be able to get through it. You need to be you. And that's what Brandon's saying. And the thing is this, guys. You have to get educated yourself before you can educate someone else. And that's where a lot of these gaps are happening. He will allow you to stop making excuses for yourselves, he says. Absolutely. Yeah, there's no excuses here. There's just getting better. CF will move you to the domination nation. I love it. Domination. Domination. Maybe we need to say that. Like, you guys want to be a part of the domination. I like it. Can we steal that, Jeremy? I love to do that. Merch, woo, she says. Yeah, Jill's been the recipient of a gift card. She's actually won before. It's real, folks. All right, what's our comment of the night? Frankie says, what does he say? Can't wait till the new training comes out. And my guys are excited. Yeah, I think he says, thanks to CF, I average 700 a week. Joss is a brand new tech out there too. Came in right behind his brother, who's also another legend in the game already. These are two young dudes that came in. They took the time to understand, take this serious, learn the plumbing. They got the plumbing down. Now they're getting the service down, and they're killing it up there in the great 6,500 foot. They're up on a mountainside right now, just crushing it, basically. Average sales ticket, he says, is what it is. Brandon says, if you're going to be you, be sure the real you is a good one. Yeah, don't. Oh, that's so good, Mom. That's really good right there. In fact, that's going to be one of the comments of the night. If you're going to be you, be sure the real you is a good one. Yeah, I mean, look, get your character in order. This is service plumbing. Plumbing is just a portion of it. In fact, I would say plumbing is like 30% of it. Service is 70% of it. It's what the customer is paying for. They can get the plumbing done by so many people, but they really can't get the service done by that many people because people just don't provide it. And so that's what the people are paying for. And make sure that you're providing that. Make sure you're able to provide that. It really, for me, it comes down to this concept of always be serving And if you really come back to like, okay, what does always be serving? What does that even mean? It's a commandment straight out of the Bible to love your neighbor. And it's really not asking anything abnormal. There's really nothing I can think of that could go against that concept of taking and putting others first and putting other people's needs and services first. That means you have the difficult conversation. That means if their plumbing is falling apart and they don't seem like they have a lot of money, you've got to give them the option to put the minor band-aid on it, but you also got to give them the option to care the bigger issue. And the reason why is they may not be able to afford it today, but at least they can start prepping for it and getting ready for it mentally and financially. And these are the kinds of things that you need to be doing when it comes to being a service-first business, a service-oriented technician. Lance says late, but here, good to see you, my man. As always, Lance Ball, just another guy putting service first. Another technician, another owner. This is a plumbing business owner that totally gets the concept of being a service plumbing company, and you've got to grab that. So many of you have gotten a chance to learn over the year and how to change. Brandon says that's the same thing as being an actual human. Yeah, I mean, look, when you go into someone's home and you're a professional, whatever, you should be able to provide that level of service of educating them and informing them so that they can have the same decisions and choices that you've got available to you as if it was your home. And it's not your budget, it's not your money to spend, it's not your house. So you got to give them that information. And then they got to be able to make that decision. It's no different than when we go to the doctors. Could you imagine if you just walked in there and you're like, my shoulder hurts, and they're like, here's a pill, and that's the only choice you get, no real explanation, no, the pill's what you need. Or even, what if you worked in there and they didn't offer you a pill, they just said, well, hey, we got to remove your shoulder, and we have to cut it off. You're like, yeah, but I thought other people have shoulders. Nope, yours has to be cut off. But what? There's no way. Nope, it's got to be cut off. And this is what we do. Like, I've seen guys go into homes and they're talking to customers about their sewer line. They're saying it's got to be replaced. And maybe it does need to be replaced. Maybe it really is just completely shot and it needs to be replaced. But they still deserve an explanation, education, information, so they can understand why. And you got to take the time to do it. You got to take the time and spend that time. That means you got to ask the right questions and get into the right conversations so you can give the right information. People care more about the experience than they do the plumbing. Service matters. That's my man, Lance Ball. He's been in the training forever, for almost a couple of years now. The guy totally gets it. They are ingrained. They're about it. And I was just going to give you a little tip. Even before we met, even before I started training his company, this was natural to him. This was something that he strived for. He may not know exactly how to do it, may not know how to teach his guys how to do it, but he knew that he wanted to do it. And that's what Brandon's talking about. I'm just a book. Literally, people buy my training and they say, oh, yeah, what's the magic here? Well, I'm just the book. You got to read it and apply it. You can't just buy books and put them on your shelves and expect them to help you get better. I'm just a book. If you get the training, you got to do it. If you get the training, you got to do it with your guys. You got to sit down and take it serious. You got to be in bought in all the way. Jody says, have empathy while servicing your client. 100%. Empathy over sympathy. The idea of joining someone in their problem and getting them through their problem rather than just feeling bad for them. Brandon says, imagine having a service experience that when the tech left, you genuinely thought he was a good person. Imagine the impact. Oh, yeah. 100%. Not only will you get the job and the forever client, you'll get a ton of repeat business. You'll get a ton of, I mean, you'll get so much stuff. All right, let's get our second comment of the night up here. Let's get our second comment of the night. What do we got? This is what we're going to do. We'll see if we got a couple more comments popping up here. He says, osmosis. Telling everyone you will get making a living with pride. That goes a long way. Get passionate. Get real. Yeah, this is what we do for a living. You know, I say this all the time. You get the opportunity. It's literally a privilege and opportunity to go in someone else's home and solve their problem. If you're going to go in there and take care of them, great. But if you're not, then that means they could get stuck with someone else. And that someone else may not be so awesome. That someone else may not be not only a good person, but a good plumber. That someone else could cause more damage in the home than they had to begin with. It's your duty and responsibility that when God puts them in front of you, that you take that opportunity to serve them, take care of them, to nurture that relationship in a way that tells them that you care about them in an empathetic manner, not a sympathetic manner. You don't feel bad for them. You don't want to necessarily just not tell them anything because you're like, oh, I don't know, I saw they had a flat tire. No, you're empathetic. You join them in their moment and you realize hey, this plumbing system's failing and I better explain this to him. I better take the time to have the difficult conversation. All right, let's get another one in there. We got, we're going to do Lance Ball. Lance, you're the second one. Comment of the night, Lance Ball. He said, people care more about the experience than they do the plumbing service matters. Absolutely. And hashtag always be serving is a motto around here. In fact, it is our new brand messaging, and you will see that coming out next week. I cannot wait. Also, we've got a show coming up on Thursday night where we'll be telling another story about a scenario plumbing related this time. We can learn something from it all the time. In fact, I think this Thursday night we'll probably find something where I failed and we can just laugh at it. Maybe we don't learn anything from it, but at least we'll have fun. All right, guys, I cannot wait to see you on Thursday. Remember, comments of the night. Get into those comments tonight. Subscribe to the show so you never miss another episode. You always get alerts when we go live. Just type subscribe into the comments right now. Facebook will send you a message, and then you'll just respond to that message and complete the process. Also, type ebook if you want the ebook. And for those listening to the podcast, just go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com/ebook, and we'll get you a copy of that ebook. Also, for anyone out there that just wants to get a hold of us, info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. Guys, I love you. Check us out on Instagram. We're loading up the videos onto YouTube. And we're going to basically dominate the internet. That's what we're going to do this year. We're going to just take the whole internet over. We're going to be on all the news stations. Probably not. Hopefully not. That's not a good thing anymore. You don't want to be on the news stations. All right, guys. I love you. Remember, always serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.